Thank you, Bill. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Mary Gunther from Durango, Colorado.
Hey, how are you, Mary?
I'm doing great.
Now, Durango is so beautiful out there in the southwestern corner of the state. It is awesome.
It is amazing. I love it so much.
What do you do there?
Oh, I go to Fort Lewis College out here.
And what are you studying?
I am an interdisciplinary studies major.
An interdisciplinary studies major.
Super
yes.
Nonspecific.
That means you just never go to class, right? Mary, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play our game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Mary's topic?
Bed, Bath, Beyond, and Beyond.
We tend to think there are no surprises in chain stores. That's why you go to them. Well, this week we came across a story of someone finally finding something surprising in a chain store. Our panelists are going to tell you about it, guess the real story, and you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Great. First, let's hear from Adam Felber.
Shopper Michael Rizzo left the Park City, Utah IKEA store thrilled with the sturdy and attractive love seat he'd found. But after getting it home and meticulously following the clear, efficient, pictographic instructions, Rizzo noticed that the piece was unmistakably crafted to resemble a human hand with one large middle finger extended. And across the back, scrawled in Swedish, the words, I quit. Quote, I should have known something was up, posted Rizzo on his Instagram feed, because the piece in the showroom was called a Torvaldi, but the name on the instructions was Farkugin, which I think when pronounced correctly needs no translation. By last week, internet hipsters were flocking to IKEA's worldwide, buying Torvaldis by the dozen in the hopes of getting one of the some 400 Farkugins that the disgruntled employee managed to get into the supply chain. As for Rizzo, he's keeping his Farkugin. Quote, not only is it a great piece, but it's really comfortable. Even when they're enraged, those Swedes sure can craft a love seat.
A assemble-it-yourself resignation letter found at IKEA, and maybe in many others. Your next story of a chain going off the chain comes from Paula Poundstone.
The Walmart in Chicopee, Massachusetts is live tweeting their meat department. And by that, we mean a flock of carrion-eating birds have been chowing down at their meat display counter. One customer who discovered the birds, possibly small vultures, hopping from package to package, drilling their beaks down through the plastic wrap to the red meat inside, complained to an employee. The customer claimed they made it seem like it was a normal thing. As an employee removed the top shelf of meat, the startled birds flew away, and then the birds came right back, says another customer. A Walmart spokesman said they hired a professional who removed 17 birds from the store. But let's face it, Walmarts are big. There could be more birds in there than nobody knows about. It's a giant store. They could have a pack of wild dogs over in housewares, or a conspiracy of lemurs in the automotive section. Walmarts are huge. They have their own school districts. These meat-eating birds could just be escapees from an in-store aviary that Walmart management doesn't yet know about. A Walmart spokesperson says the company has put additional safeguards in place to try to prevent a similar situation in the future, but did not elaborate on what those measures are. We can only speculate that it is a large pride of feral cats.
A Walmart in Massachusetts, where the meat section is haunted by vulture-like birds. Your last story of a chain store surprise comes from Maz Jobrani.
Donald Trump and Ted Cruz might not like immigrants, but the customers at a Staples office supply store in Chino, California can't stop raving about one. That's because Nicaraguan immigrant Jose Mendoza, who works at the store, has also started to treat customers in need of medical attention. Mr. Mendoza, who was a doctor in his native country, has yet to pass the medical board exams in the United States. However, when a recent customer cut a gash in her knee by knocking into a glass desk, Mr. Mendoza, or El Doctor, as he's come to be known, quickly helped stop the bleeding by using a stapler to staple her knee shut. Once management found out about El Doctor's skills, they agreed to let him set up shop at the store, even using some of the office furniture as a waiting area. On a given day, he'll see 10 to 20 patients in aisle 9, said George Stewart, the store manager. He's got all he needs. You got broken bones? He's got masking tape. You got scars? He's got whiteout. Ear infection? Paper clips. Although I'm not sure how that one works. When we reached El Doctor by phone, he said, "In my country, I was in the military, so I was a general. But I was also a doctor, so I was a general practitioner. I come to America. The board exams take a long time, so I get a job at Staples because it's close to my house, and I get free office supplies. El Doctor is the perfect solution for those who can't afford health insurance or find themselves opposed to the Affordable Care Act. You come in, you buy some ink, maybe a ream of paper, maybe some Post-its, and I check your prostate. It's a win-win, and you leave clean. We have Purell."
All right. So here's the thing, Mary. You could have walked into an IKEA from Adam Felber and found a rather remarkable yet comfortable resignation letter in the form of a piece of furniture from a disgruntled IKEA worker. From Paula Poundstone, you could have walked into a Walmart and found flocks of carrion-eating birds enjoying themselves in the meat department. Or from Maz Jobrani, you could have walked into a Staples and found El Doctor, the general practitioner, healing people with staples and whiteout. Which of these is the real story of a surprise in a chain store?
I believe it is the birds enjoying the meat at Walmart.
Really? Okay, Mary, you chose Paula's story. Well, to hear the correct answer, we spoke to someone intimately involved in that real story.
There was probably better than a dozen birds all over that meat case. This was really crazy. I mean, they were going at that meat. They were eating. It was insane.
That was Rhonda Kitchen. She was an eyewitness of the Walmart bird incident in Massachusetts. Congratulations, Mary. You got it right. You earned a point for Paula Poundstone just because she told the truth. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your voicemail. Thank you so much for playing with us today.
Thanks so much, Peter. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye.